Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is hit by the pitch. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Banks moves to third. two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Lanier scores. Bolin moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Calhoun's now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Alou reaches second base with a double. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lanier is walked intentionally. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes strikes out. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Cal Coons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coons hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coons for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman pinch hits for Calhoun's. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball towards center. Phillips catches it and throws to Kessinger, who relays to Banks to double up Fuentes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays pinch hits for Jesus Alou. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fuentes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-4 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-4 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Arnold Early now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-4 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Arnold Early. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Lee Thomas. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amalfitano moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Amalfitano moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. Phillips scores. Williams moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.